Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello and welcome to episode 145, the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my co-patriot, my buddy, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. Hi, Adam. How are you?
I am fantastic, you know.
Thanks for podcasting with me again.
Hey.
I'm so glad that you continue to do this with me.
You know, I just want to be here as often as we can make it work out.
It's just week after week, month after month, year after year, you fail to find a better replacement for me.
I don't know about failed. I just have opted to not.
To just settle.
Settle. I've settled. It's good
enough. He shows up. He's prepared. I guess I'll.
Yeah, it's fine.
Stick with
that. Actually, I think next episode might be a guest. I'm just saying. I might have already gone around you and said, you know what, I'm bringing somebody else in for next episode. We'll see.
You went over my helmet?
Yes. Yes, the dark helmet. Yeah. So what's new? This is 2 weeks back-to-back episodes. It's crazy, you know. What's new in the last week for you?
I mean, we did it for years. But it is great. It's great. This is, you know, it's just been a fun week, I think. Having a great time. Podcasting, you know, has been a very rewarding pursuit for years now. And obviously many of my best podcast memories have been with you. Some of the things that we've done,
yeah.
Looking back, you know, we've just made all these fun shows and really like pushed our creative limits, and the live shows that we did really,
those were great,
have stood out. I'm having a lot of fun now doing a new podcast. I think we mentioned before, it's an NFL podcast, a weekly one called The Point After.
It's a good show. And I listen to it.
I appreciate that.
I might be your biggest fan.
I'm really grateful. That's so cool. And it's so fun to just be talking about like something that feels a little like, I don't know, inconsequential, but just purely for fun. And also to do the face-to-face thing, like have the whole makeshift studio set up with our mics and our headphones plugged in and the mixer and all this stuff, feeling like I'm kind of running the show based on what I've learned from you. Having a great time with that. And also I'm doing really well because part of the show is we make our predictions each week for who's going to win every single game that gets played. And I have by far the highest score so far this season of the three of us.
Thanks to my Niners. Yeah. Thanks to my Niners.
Yeah, I've got the Niners pegged.
Yeah,
you know, I'm actually calling them to be victorious this week.
Yeah,
I think that they're going to do it.
I think so too. I must say I love the opening bumper of your new podcast.
It's really the highlight of the show.
Yeah, it's quite
listen
good.
To episode three. We didn't have it the first two episodes,
right?
Cool. That's just an enjoyable new thing that's a part of my life. I'm loving it.
Awesome.
What about you? What's new?
Well, I went to visit my parents back in SoCal. Got back, you know, I was there for 2.5 days. They're doing well. You know, my parents are getting older, trying to get back there every 3-4 months. And that went pretty well. Actually, they won't listen to this, so they won't know. It was actually the first time I visited them in probably over a year I've seen them, you know, every 3-4 months since COVID. But this time, they didn't bicker at each other, which was refreshing, meaning they weren't like, don't eat that, honey. Don't leave me alone, honey. There was none of that. And I think they've learned from me because I don't put up with that. I'm like, hey, I call them out. I'm like, you guys, stop. So they didn't want me to get upset. So they just didn't. It didn't happen.
Dad.
Right. Pretty much.
Stop.
Yeah. So it's like, look, my dad's 90. Let him eat what he wants to eat. You know, at this point, that kind of thing. Right. You know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, they're learning to get along after a few years.
54 years. Something like that. Yeah. So jeez. 55 years, I think. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. And what else? Getting ready to take Concierge WP and Kitchen Sink WP to the next level. Which is starting Q4. Things are just going to be amazing. And here in North Carolina, we as of like this week, cooler weather. Like we just dropped from like our low was 70 and humid, and now we're like our low was 50 and no humidity. So it's awesome. It's nice and cool out in the mornings. Oof. I really like it a lot. Oof. So yeah,
okay, so good stuff.
It is good. So yeah, you know. Other than that, I guess just cruising along.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
So a couple things here to mention in the news. Do you want me to take that first one?
Go for it.
Yeah. So in the news, Sand Hills Development has been acquired, which is crazy, and I'm a little perturbed. What? And we'll talk more about that in a little bit.
Wait a second. I work for Sand Hills.
Yeah, you have a new boss. You have a new company that you work for, by the way.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. So that's exciting for everybody involved, I imagine, for most people involved. We'll talk more about that. We have a question regarding that, a very timely question regarding exactly that. So we'll get to that in a little bit. So yeah, that's newsworthy and kind of crazy. So yeah.
Ain't it though?
Yeah. And what's the other question you want to mention? The newsworthy item?
Oh, yes. And another news of along those lines, LearnDash was acquired. LearnDash.
Justin Fairman.
What do you think about that?
Yeah. So yes. he was acquired by Stellar WP. Right. And they've been on an acquisition Binge is purging. Streak, I guess. Streak.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't mention Sand Hills. Sand Hills was acquired by Awesome Motive, by the way.
Correct.
Yeah. Awesome Motive is the company that Syed Balki runs. It's, you know, Beginner WP, Opted Monster, a lot of stuff. Yeah. Those are the two big ones. Totally. Yeah. So.
Right.
So pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
What a crazy time.
Crazy time. So I guess when we go from there to wait for it. Everybody at Sand Hills has been moved to Awesome Motive, and everyone at LearnDash is employed now at Stellar WP, just about. So that's the changes. That. Yeah, a lot of changes there. So there's that.
Yeah.
And moving right along.
What you wearing, what you're wearing, what you're drinking now. What you're wearing, what you're wearing, what you're drinking now.
I forgot, actually, one more change. Rich Tabor joined Extendify. Sorry about that. So I'll go first. I'm wearing a WordCamp Birmingham hoodie. It's the light, thin one I use because it's like cool in the house now, but too cold to go without. Anyway, drinking some coffee, and I'm reading a new book. I finished that last one. What? Can you see it?
I was actually it's whited out, but I can't see what your hat says.
Oh, it's right. You're right. I'm sorry. Oh, the hat. I forgot about it. The hat is Beaver Builder. Good call.
Okay.
Good call. Yeah. I totally forgot I'm wearing this hat.
The light
today was
shining on it.
Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah. And I'm reading The Plant Paradox: The Hidden Dangers in quote healthy unquote foods that cause disease and weight gain. It's an interesting book. It's about diets and just about foods. I'm trying to I'm trying to get myself back on track to better choices. I mean, I do pretty well, but I have some stress eating issues, and the lack of running causes me stress.
Right.
And because I'm going to start, I'm actually from the recording, the day of this recording, I'm about 10 days out, I think. I think it's 10 days out. Days until, let's just see, when can I run again? I'm exactly 10 days out from today, the day of this recording. I get to run again, ideally. That's the plan. So, and then once that happens, I get back to training, and then, I get this big race coming up in March. So,
yeah.
It's not really a race. Yeah. It's just a run, I guess. Anyway, so, yeah.
What was that? What was that one movie? Was it an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? Running Man?
The Running Man. You ever see it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's not about, well, it's about running, kind of. But it's actually, it's a terrible movie compared to the book.
Oh,
you know who wrote the book? Okay. Who wrote the story?
No,
Stephen King. But it wasn't Stephen King. It was his. It was Richard Bachman. His pen name in his early days. He had a pen name.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It was part of the Bachman books. Bachman. Yeah. See, that's trivia. Okay. You didn't know stuff you didn't know about me. I used to be a huge Stephen King fan. So I mean, I'm not that I'm not anti. Yeah, I actually do like him a lot still. I don't read as much of his stuff anymore. But yeah, you ever read any of his books? Okay.
I've been working my way through the Dark Tower series.
Oh yeah, I have not read those.
Yeah.
At all.
Oh well, I mean, they're so far so good. They keep getting better and
better. What genre are they technically?
I don't know. It's kind of sci-fi-ish a little bit, but it's sort of like a Western dystopian sci-fi adventure.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I think he needs to do more. He's not very prolific. He just hasn't really done much in his life. He's like, it's like 10 books a year or something. I don't know. It's great. The man's crazy.
I know. He needs to get a little discipline.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you got? What do you
Yeah, I'm wearing an A2 hosting t-shirt, Sand Hills Development hoodie.
Collector's item now.
Yeah, I'm drinking some pumpkin spice coffee. Ugh. And I'm reading a book called Devil in the White City.
Okay, right on. Cool. Awesome. It's good stuff. Yeah, so, you know, hey, Kyle, you know what time it is?
Hey, I think it's Tebow time. The Texans are a quarterback short, just saying, and they need a hero to come in and save their season. There's only one man who can do it. It's got to be Tim Tebow.
You know, this is not the NFL show. This is, that's right, it's this show. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We reviewed them. And now we also researched them. It's time to give you some options. Some options. 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 That's right. Options. This is a long intro. I read that. I read that so quickly. So, yeah. All right. You want to ask the
Sorry,
first?
Sorry, I just forgot what show this was.
Yeah, I know. There's so many podcasts. Yeah,
we're talking about WordPress. Is that right?
Yeah. All right. You asked that first.
This is an irreverent WordPress show. Anyway, okay. The first question comes to us from Quinn. Hey, Quinn. Quinn says, "Hey guys. So I recently took a job after going through the ringer, i.e., a multitude of interviews and the dreaded" project that many companies require. In this case, I actually wasn't even paid for it. Oh no.
Oh no.
That said, the salary was negotiated and an offer was made and I accepted. Sadly, within a few days, I just knew that I made a mistake. It's now been 30 days and I'm kicking myself. Options on leaving by not burning a bridge? Hey. Question again is coming from Quinn.
Okay.
What do you think, my man?
So to start with, option one, I have like five options here. Surprise. Five. It's a lot. Yeah. Great. Option one, you know, I'm going to quote Linkin Park. We're building it up to break it down. We're building it up to burn it down. We can't wait to burn it to the ground. Didn't see that coming. Didn't see that coming, did you?
Jeez. Okay. Points for you.
Let me continue real quick. I'll do the first three answers here.
No, respect.
Option two, that. I'm going to quote Nickelback. We're going off tonight to kick every light, to take anything we want, drink everything in sight. We're going until the world stops turning while we burn it to the ground tonight. See, I'm talking.
What?
And option three, you know, again, I like the idea of burning things down. I'm going to quote Foo Fighters.
Oh, my word.
These are my famous last words. My number's up. Bridges will burn. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Oh, won't you let me twist your fate? It's getting kind of late. You're burning them down. It's coming around. They're all coming down. Your bridges are burning now. So, you know, I think you just go with the concept right now. I could stop there, and I will.
Okay.
No, I mean, you know, what's wrong with burning things down? We always say we don't want to burn a bridge. Why not? Move on. That's option one. Overall, that's my option one. That's my.
That's awesome. Yeah.
A little Linkin Park, a little Nickelback, and some Foo Fighters. There's a lot of songs about burning things down.
I know, teenage Kyle would just be so delighted. 30 something Kyle is delighted. I love your recommendation. I think that my words to Quinn are that 30 days probably just isn't quite enough time.
To what? To give notice?
Just to make a change. You really owe it to yourself to be absolutely certain. Mm. And
but he said 5 days. He said within 5 days he knew.
Within a few days, I knew we made a mistake.
Yes.
He knew. And it's now been 30 days. And I'm saying, I don't know. Maybe you really need to make absolutely sure that this is not the place for you. How about you stick around just a little longer? This is my advice. Say just another 20 or 30 more years approximately. and try to work with everyone along the way and be thorough and see how management responds to your input and so on. And finally, see how they treat you when you finally retire and what kind of cake do they buy and do they make speeches in your honor and celebrate your contributions. And if so, then they're definitely a worthy employer. If not, then just never work for them again. So,
You know, it's funny. Kind of I should share. I at one point worked at a company for many years and I left and it was fun to send an email. I should find it and read it to you or send it. Maybe I'll put in the show notes if I find it. Where I wrote an email and I sent it to about 10 people who knew me really well, knew me as a funny comic type of person. And in that email, I said, you know, this job sucks. I mean, I was totally joking in one aspect, but, you know, I won't stay in touch. There's no reason to get my Gmail account, you know, blah, 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 you know. And someone, you know, oh, but and then I did a P.S. I'm paraphrasing what I wrote. I did a P.S. to where I indicated I'll be back next week for my last check. Once, something to the effect of, like, once my NRA application's approved. If you think back, this was younger Adam.
Oh my God.
This is not good.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't mean it. So then, of course, I had left by then, but then someone forwarded that email. So I hear 10 people laughing. Like, it was a huge open call center type of company. And it gets forwarded to somebody. And then somebody who read that, who didn't quite know me as well, forwards it to HR. HR calls me 3 days later just to confirm that I'm not coming back. Because it was the right, I mean, in hindsight, I was younger. Jeez. And... Yeah. It wasn't the best PS. Totally joking. I knew the HR department really well. I'm like, look, in hindsight, I realize how that could be misconstrued, and I apologize, and don't worry. You know, I'm like joining the NRA. So,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Awkward. A little awkward.
Good on them for understanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going directly to you about it,
right,
I guess.
And, right.
And
nothing,
appreciating.
Yeah.
That,
nothing was withheld financially.
Jokes.
Yeah. It just.
It is. I mean, this is a reality.
It is.
People do sometimes make jokes that they regret, and jokes can go too far.
Absolutely.
At times.
Yeah. And I mean, so mine was so vague. Mine was such an abstract thing, but, you know, I sent it to 10 people who knew me, but you don't think about it. Things get forwarded. That's what happens now. Right. So,
yeah, sometimes, the police get involved and things get just spiral out of control.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's interesting too.
I was gonna say,
I look back on things when my younger Kyle did were pretty unprofessional well.
Yeah.
A lot of hard lessons I learned.
Right.
What else? About back to Quinn's situation?
Yeah. So I have another. Another option.
Okay. Yeah.
So option. Another one for me is, I think, you know, like you said, if he's there for 30 days, maybe stick it out a little bit longer, because that way, if you have benefits, maybe just fake an injury. Go man down. Mm-hmm. You know, take advantage of the benefits that you have. Get dental work done if you have dental coverage. I mean, use the services that, you know, kind of just bide your time 30, 60, 90 days to benefit you.
Use all the vacation time that is allowed in a year, and then personal time, and then sick time.
Right.
Grieving time and whatever else. Yeah.
Right.
I think it's not really burning a bridge at this point. That I wouldn't really call it that. You basically just started. You haven't even had time to contribute much to the company. Probably I'd have an honest conversation with the employer and express your concerns. But truthfully, first thing, I would take inventory of what's actually bothering you. That's not mentioned in the question. You just say that you know, you're kicking yourself and you knew that you made a mistake, but you don't say why. So if you're unsure, I think that it's important to identify that, because this is a lesson to learn for the future. And maybe you're totally right that there's something here that is just incompatible with who you are and what you want to do. You want to identify that and know that and factor that in your upcoming job search. But there is also the possibility that it could be things which will get better with time. I don't really think joining a new company usually has a honeymoon period. In fact, I think it's more often the opposite, where there's this usually a little painful adjustment period,
right,
where you're
right,
kind of learning how a company works. You're
who to suck up to,
figuring out how work gets done. Right. You're unfamiliar with people. You don't get the inside jokes. You're not really acclimated to the culture. The expectations are unclear. Everything is a little murky, and it's not a honeymoon period at all. It's usually one of the hardest periods, trying to integrate yourself and learn how everything works, and, you know, get comfortable doing some new things that you haven't been doing before, probably. So that to say, you know, there's this possibility that things could get better as you make it through that adjustment period.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, take inventory of what is really the problem here.
Right. Okay. So my fifth and final or third, I guess when I look at it, it's not going to be easy. I agree with you. You know, there is an adjustment period, but if Quinn is so frustrated and so just out already, checked out, it's not going to be easy. The timeline is so short, though. And I say easy. Here's the thing. If you do just decide to leave, you're not going to get a reference from this company. You can't use them as a reference. Keep that in mind. You know, you just weren't there long enough. That said, take the professional route. A simple letter or an email. Give the 2 weeks notice. And there's really no need to explain or speak negatively to HR regarding anything. And then just move on.
Right.
You know, that, on the flip side of things, you're right. I mean, give it time. But if you don't want to put the if you don't want to give it the time to settle in, if you're just that miserable, if you will, we don't know, but you know, for whatever it is, you know, we don't have that answer. We don't have that information to judge accordingly or advice that way. Sure. Anyway, so, but just be professional about it. 2 weeks notice, do the right thing. And if they don't want you to keep you for 2 weeks, then you know, for sure. They say, you know what, you don't need to even stay. Then it's the right
thing.
That's
perfectly possible. I mean, you haven't like probably taken over responsibility for anything significant yet.
Right.
You're probably doing them a disservice by staying any longer if this really isn't going to work out.
Right.
Because they want to get back to the hiring funnel that they were previously working on.
Right.
And get somebody else in there. So,
right.
Yeah. Sooner is probably better.
Right.
For all parties.
Yeah. I did find the letter, by the way, that I wrote. I just, when we were looking it up just now. And I may actually I may read it at the end of the podcast. I'll put it as a little thing at the end, or I'll have the computer read it.
you should save that for a deletable history.
Oh,
haven't done that segment in ages.
Okay, maybe I will. Remind me, I will. Okay, that's a teaser. So, yeah, it's good though. It's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I could probably dig up something that like something unprofessional.
Oh yeah, this is good.
Work.
Okay, I'll save that.
A practical joke that went too far.
Good call. All right.
Yeah.
Question two. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
this one's sent in by our friend Courtney Robertson. Hi, Courtney.
Hey, Courtney.
So the way she worded this is interesting, and it's obviously timely, so that's why we include it right now, obviously. The company I work for just got acquired. What are the best – well, not her. She's speaking paraphrase. What are my best options? Do I stay, leave? And the variation of this question, of course, would be, let's say your favorite plugin just got acquired. Do you stay with it? So Courtney's asking if she wants some information about this. Sandhills development acquisition to, you know, Awesome Motive. And I guess really directed toward you, to you from, because Kyle, you're moving on. You're moving into that other company. Your role, are you going to stay? Did you consider not staying? That type of thing. So options if, you know, let's say options for you to, you know, I guess it's a little, you know, that broad stroke.
Well, I don't know. I do want to say thank you, Courtney, for this wonderful question, for writing into us. I love Courtney. She's so smart.
She's super smart.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
wicked smart. Let's see. So what I would say, I don't want to speak too much for myself. I want to put myself in Courtney's position and speak to her question. I think that you want to count your blessings in this situation. Now's the time to take pen and paper and jot down all of your grievances against your now previous employer. They never paid you what you were worth, and they expected too much of you and didn't give you the recognition you deserved, and didn't listen to some of your genius ideas, and wouldn't upgrade you to the presidential suite at that last conference, and made you fly premium economy, and sent you that t-shirt on your work anniversary that didn't fit very well. Just be thorough with your list, Courtney, and then look at it and rejoice. You're starting a new chapter. Okay. And all that crap is behind you. This new employer is going to be better. And so are you.
Okay. So I'm gonna take apart, I'm gonna use part two of the question, you know, from my standpoint, for example, and I guess it's a question that I have for you as well. So from the perspective of, let's say I'm a user and a customer of Sandhills products. Right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to put you on, I don't want to, you know, make things awkward per se, but now Sandhills is being acquired by another company, by, you know, Awesome Motive. And let's say I'm using affiliate WP. What would you do if you don't agree with the other companies, you know, this is not factual, by the way, this is just hypothetical speaking. What if I didn't agree with their business practices? Let's say it was you, like if I use a slew of plugins from Sandhills, you know, for, you know, affiliate WP, EDD, I was going to say RCP, but no longer RCP. But you know what I'm saying? And they get acquired to a company, and that company may not have the best practices, business practices. They may be shady. Do you stay with it or do you leave?
Right, yeah. Like imagine one of your favorite online service providers gets bought by Intuit.
Well played. You know. Well played.
Yeah. definitely questionable. What do you do?
That's true. That's, okay, let's do that. I mean, I'm a MailChimp user. I mean, a lot of my clients are. I mean, I am for a couple of the sites, and I have AWeber, I have ConvertKit. You know, honestly, it's crossed my mind. Do I reach out to my client base and say, hey, look, in case you missed it, you know, here's an acquisition last week or 2 weeks ago. I recommend moving, because Intuit has had quite the not great reputation.
Definitely at a high level. Like, they did some stuff that kind of makes the world a worse place.
They did some shady things with TurboTax years ago.
Yeah,
like the whole
TurboTax stuff, free edition.
Right, but you had to dig for it.
And lobbying.
It was crazy. Yeah, it's a true story. I mean, and it's an amazing story. I still use TurboTax. So, yeah. what do you do in this case in the WordPress space? What do you, you know? And before you even think, let me just add this to your thought process real quick. There was who's the guy who created from Rocket Genius?
Carl Hancock.
Yes, Carl Hancock tweeted out 2 or 3 days ago about companies who have access to your data. You know, like if I think he's actually calling out acquisitions of said nature, because that customer history, purchase history. So now, in theory, let me just kind of make this a theoretical thing. Company A was a solid company, would never look at the history. But now company B is a competitor to the product. I guess he's calling out these acquisitions and these mergings of companies as anti-competitive and getting too much information about my clients or my sales process. That, you know what I mean? That makes sense?
Yeah, you know how much some people like to start firing off the old FUD cannon and just spread FUD everywhere.
Wow.
Online. That's
is this the FUD show?
Yeah, I don't appreciate that, and I don't know. I don't like to spend a lot of time dwelling on people with their conspiracy theories and their doom and gloom. Tends to not be very well justified, I think. And in these situations, I don't think it has a lot of merit. So some of the chatter that I've seen in the vein that you're alluding to with regard to like the latest developments, I think is a little bit of a misrepresentation of the situation and how these technologies work and the effect that they can have on users of the product. Invariably there are options for end users to control,
Customer data and sales data.
Yeah, their data and what features they use or don't use, the degree to which this can be a meaningful factor for acquiring companies.
Bless you.
Sorry, where was that? That was bothering me. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like dwelling on that stuff. I think it's a little off base. I think it's a little inappropriate to be spouting off. I genuinely don't think it's something that users should be concerning themselves with at this time.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you from my perspective, didn't cross my mind, and I read it, and I moved on. I mean, and I run an agency, and I have sales data, and I use Stripe, and I use other services, and I use Gravity Forms, and I use their product still, their product, and I use Affiliate WP and EDD, and honestly, maybe because I'm just such a small player, but I'm still a player. No, but I'm sorry, you rolled your eyes. For those who can't see us, Kyle rolled his eyes. That was awesome. Worth it. I'm with you. It fascinates me to hear people say certain things. But then it's like, it just kind of like, all right, it doesn't affect my life. You know what I mean? And at what scale would it affect my life? I don't know. At what point?
Yeah.
And
I've been rolling my eyes for years whenever one of these stories breaks and everybody feels like it's a, I don't know, like pretends like it's such a big deal.
Right.
And, you know, everything's going to change. And I've got to go find an alternative now because there's different ownership for this one tool that is a small piece of the business that
right.
I'm running.
Right.
Like, it's so inconsequential to your business. Who is owning the myriad of pieces
right.
in your puzzle?
Right.
If you're running a business, you know, there's 100 different vendors at least that you're working with, and and ownership is changing.
Right.
And as just as often, there are cases where this can go south for you, the end user, but I think there's just as many cases where it can go north. Is that right? No, where it can be a positive.
A positive, yeah.
There's more of those cases.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
If you actually give a crap about the tool that you're using, you kind of want it to stick around.
Right.
You kind of want it to continue to be improved, to be patched, to be well supported. And if the product is selling,
right,
there's a reasonable likelihood that the buyer is excited about further investing in the product and wants to prolong its life.
Right.
So often it's a good thing.
Right. I mean, I remember
I would be encouraged to continue using a product hearing that, you know, it's going somewhere where
more growth could happen, more features.
The ownership is committed. The ownership has more resources to put into it. The
right.
ownership is committed to keeping sustaining the product long-term. That sort of thing.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it reminds me of, and you know, it's like anything else. You pick your battles. What do you want? Is it worth dying on this hill, kind of thing, right? How is it going to really, you know, impact or is it going to change anything? If it's a moral dilemma, if it's a moral issue, I mean, there was a time. I think it was 2019, 2018, 2018. I remember hearing a story about Shopify, and how a lot of people were leaving Shopify because Shopify is just a market. It's a place to go host your site and build up your store. But they would take anybody, and for a while they were hosting sites that were selling things in the what's it called? Not the KKK, but like just what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know my name.
White supremacists.
Oh, okay.
So, and a lot of people are leaving because of that. So then Shopify as a company decided to, you know, at first they didn't care, but then they were getting some backlash on that. You know what I mean? And that's a bigger social thing versus a technical changing of ownership. That's it, you know. So, you know, like, for example, I mean, I know a lot of people who don't shop at Walmart. It's a choice based on the company itself, not based on the products they sell. You know what I mean? Or the technology they use. So, yeah. So there's that, you know. So
yeah, okay. I mean, yeah. Values of, I mean, organizational values come into play. That's definitely a thing.
Right.
I think when we're talking about all these this software, it just seems like a little bit like there are just so many pieces. Yeah. You're using so many tools,
right?
Like, I mean, on our site, we've got like 100 plugins active right now. 100, and many layers of applications,
right,
interfacing
with other things,
just the e-commerce portion of our business, and I could not. I mean, I could just be talking all day just listing all of the software vendors that interact in some way with our business, and if just one of those pieces has a change in ownership,
Yeah,
something.
It's a blip. So the other answer I have for Courtney is, you know, in my case, I'm still going to stay with it. Like, for example, the plugin part of the question per se. Yes, it's been, you know, new ownership, but the same team is there. I mean, honestly, and actually, ironically enough, my next episode of Kitchen Sink WP, which comes out right before this episode, I'm doing a review on EDD 3.0. It's not going to change anything. I'm not going to do it because it's owned by Awesome Motive now. I'm still doing the same episode, same content, you know. I still use EDD you know, I'm, for me personally, I'm not changing anything.
Yeah.
So, you know,
there's something that's happening in WordPress right now that we all need to appreciate. And I'm just like riffing off script on like a, just a incomplete thought here. So okay. Who knows where it'll go, okay. But like, this is just how our landscape is right now. The reality. Okay. I would characterize our situation a little bit in that WordPress is reaching this level, and I've talked a lot about this in the past, this maturing phase that we're going through. But WordPress, the companies scattered across this ecosystem, you know, what a few years ago felt like this wide, fragmented landscape of all these small players. Tons of them are kind of, were maybe accidental entrepreneur is not perfect way to characterize them, but it's pretty close. There's example after example we can give of the people who maybe 10 years ago, you know, were in their 20s, experimenting with things, you know, trying out the new stuff back when, kind of, you know, in the early days when WordPress was unproven. And this typifies the kind of, you know, the person that was experimenting with,
right,
with this software in those days. And some things worked out. Oh, look at this. You know, I've got sales. Oh, look at this. I've got a business on my hands. Now we're like 10 years in the future, and there's a ton of people who didn't really set out to build like a company. They're not business people, really. They're maybe developers designers or, you know, they have something that they didn't originally set out to build exactly. And now they're also like in their 30s with kids and a mortgage, and the business needs something very different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the landscape is incredibly different. What it takes to succeed, two parts in this industry and at this scale that they're now at, are very different. It's so different to run a company with just a couple of pals as it is to run one with dozens of employees. Mm-hmm. It takes very, very different skills and strategies. And there's so many people, like just the rate of growth we experience in WordPress, there's many, many, many people across this ecosystem in the past couple of years who have been appreciating that the situation they find themselves in. Like, wow, I didn't actually, like, I'm running something, but this isn't what I intended to do, or I'm finding now that this isn't for me. And what it took to get me here is not what the company needs now. And, you know, so many people are just like in this state of like self-discovery and
yeah,
ready for that change. And now those real businesses are being adopted by business people, mm-hmm, like people who know how to run companies,
right,
at that next level,
right,
and make these things sustainable and last long term. There's so much that happened in the history of like this WordPress landscape that was experimental and that more experienced, seasoned business professionals would kind of maybe not recommend, shall we say. You know, so like you'll often see companies who, like the software companies in the WordPress space, get acquired. And, you know, what's one of the first things that happened? They say, yeah, we're not selling lifetime deals anymore, mm-hmm, because that's dumb. You can't run a business selling lifetime deals. Stop.
Right.
You know, it's these kinds of decisions that the seasoned business professionals come in and make and say, you know, we want this business to actually last
and grow.
Right. So we're going to kind of run it in a sustainable way.
Right.
And we know how to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of that sort of thing happening.
Yeah, I will
say that's my experience, like looking out from my perspective with a lot of friends across the industry who made a thing, turned into a business, and wake up in their 30s with the kids and a mortgage, and say,
"I'm out.
How did I get here?"
Right. Yeah. To quote, you know, what's his name? I can't think of the song. How did I get here? Someone's yelling the song at me right now. I can't think of it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, no. All right. I will just mention lastly, you know, Kimberly Coleman put out a tweet on Twitter about the whole acquisitions and stuff. And she put a funny tweet out. She says, "So everyone knows I'm not planning on selling my company or talking to anyone about selling it. I've got a lot to do left on this platform and other big ideas alongside the amazing team we're growing." Mm-hmm. And I quote, there is a place for independent teams in the WordPress economy, which is true.
Love it.
So everyone's like, so I wrote back at the moment, same here, but then again, no one's actually calling me. So then Kimberly wrote back to that, and she only said, she goes, "You're on my list now for super secret mastermind of the unacquired."
The unacquired.com available, remember?
Right. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. I love Kim. She's and awesome. Their business. And they hired some good people recently for sure.
Yeah. So
I think there was a last point that I wanted make. There was more to Courtney's question. I think in my experience, it doesn't take years. This is kind of a little bit how I'm feeling now. It doesn't take years to figure out if an employer is a good fit. So if you're in this kind of, what do I do? My company was acquired. Should I stay or should I go? there's a song quote.
That's right.
It doesn't take that long. So sometimes it does take months, but not, I wouldn't say years. And in the grand scheme of things, spending a few months essentially free trialing a company, I think is kind of a no-brainer. And that's really what it is. It's a free trial. You get to experience working for a company without having to go through that awful hiring process. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of experience with how a different company operates in a short period of time. That experience is valuable. A few months is really insignificant relative to the length of your career. Mm-hmm. I guess I kind of liken it, you know, to something like, imagine I went to a new city or maybe even a country, and I was there for weeks, multiple weeks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you go out to eat several times per day the entire time. And during one meal, you're out with someone and they offer you a single bite of food that you've never had before. Not a whole meal, just a bite. What's to lose from having that taste? Mm. You know, you obviously take the bite. You see what it tastes like. And you can order more for yourself if you like it, or never try it again if you hate it. Working for a company for a few months is the equivalent of taking like a single bite of an unfamiliar food over the course of a multi-week trip. I think it's just so insignificant in the grand scheme of your career that you've got not much to lose and a lot to gain from that potential experience. So the go-to standard for me, that answer should be stay and mm-hmm. see how it goes. You can always quit later, especially in a job market like this.
Right. So cool. Good question. Good conversation. It's interesting. I'm always fascinated by the acquisitions as well.
I probably said so much that's stupid just now.
Probably. It's all right. I can edit that out.
Oh, man.
All right. I think we have time for our segment, which is...
It's time for the personal question.
All right. You want to ask me the first?
Okay. I like this question. I'm actually excited to hear your answer. Yeah. Oh, well, we want to get personal here. What movies or songs or books have literally made you cry?
So many. Movies. Field of Dreams. I don't know. Yeah, I just popped in my head just now. I've seen it recently again. The end of Saving Private Ryan. Every time.
Like at the cemetery?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Every time. Just what else? What else? Movies-wise. I'm sure there's others. Those two pop in my head immediately, you know, relatively quickly. I'll give another video example, not so much a video, but the song that you sent me, the Bear's Den.
Above the Clouds of Pompeii.
Pompeii, yeah. Every time.
Yeah. Me too. I can't even watch that video. It's so emotional.
Yeah, it's just, we'll link to these in the show notes so people can see and cry along. Other songs? there are some. I mean, but yeah, movies, books, not so much. But movies for sure. Some songs, absolutely. But yeah, movies, I think, really hit me. I'm just trying to think of other movies. I don't know. I mean, those three right at the top of my head. You know.
Yeah.
Just thinking, what other song? Oh, a couple, like, you know, there's dogs, movies with, you know, dogs, you know, Dog's Way Home, those kind of things, you know.
Oh, sure.
Know, I'm just a sap.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody was so emotional for, like, Marley and Me. And,
I never
and
saw that. I can't watch that. I won't watch it. No.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's funny because I watched it and I didn't think it was that sad, really. It was like a happy, I felt like it was a happy ending.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's an end to, like, you're not going to watch it, but, like, the dog has a happy life and then dies kind of, like, of old age at the end. And it's, I mean, it dies, but it was just such a happy conclusion.
Yeah. I'm trying to see, like, I'm looking real quick just online if I can find, if anything pops in my head. I'm just looking, hold on.
Air Bud? Was it Air Bud?
No, not so much. I don't know. I mean, I'll just stop with those three. Those three.
What's a dog movie that's really sad?
All of them.
All of them. Beethoven.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of other movies, but the top three that just popped in my head. Yeah. All right. So you ready for your question? That was a good question. That was
solid. All right, hit me.
All right. All right. So a year later, I mean, so you're a year later, it's been five kids, five chickens. And I mean by year, like, you know, the twins are a year. What would you tell yourself now, from a year ago? Like, what have you learned in the year? Like, if you can go back 1 year and say, "Hey, this."
Jeez! Like, wow!
Only 1 year, you know.
Yeah, go back. Yeah,
right before the, like, I guess right before the twins are, right, you know, that kind of thing, you know, or right when you got the twins.
Right. Yeah, on point here, and because that, you know, a year ago, I really was.
Yeah, happy.
I'll be honest. I was having a hard time.
Yeah.
I was in the thick of it, and it was that was a very, very challenging time, and I mean, it just every day was hard. Yeah, harder than I had experienced before, and I guess it would be nice to. I could say something like, I want to go tell myself that it'll get better. Like, everybody was telling me. Like, mm-hmm. That's what everybody said. Oh, yeah.
I didn't. I said, this sucks for you, man. You're SOL. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Like, everybody says, it's going to get better. Oh, wait till they're teenagers. Blah, blah, blah. I'm so original. So I guess some comfort like that. I think that... knowing a little bit about what was coming in the future would be helpful, because part of what made the past year challenging was a lot of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely the case, because we have two foster children,
right.
And that it's been an emotional roller coaster. It's especially the first 6 months or so,
right.
All these ups and downs and seemingly changes of plan, where we didn't know whether these kids are going to stay with us or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really hard to go through. So knowing it would have been easier with more certainty.
Mm-hmm.
And not having to, like, change our expectations all the time. Just knowing that I was going to survive all of that, I guess would have been pretty good. I don't know what else I would tell myself.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I had a kid before and, and I did my very best to try and really appreciate the time while, like, the babies were little. They were really fun. Mm-hmm. And took as much time as I could to just spend with them. But so I don't have much in terms of regret about that. I don't know. Maybe I would tell myself to be more honest with people in my life about how hard It was,
yeah. Like, I mean, to ask for, maybe to say, just be open. Not that you're asking for help, but just being able to vent, being able to just speak it freely.
It was a lonely time.
Yeah, yeah.
It really was. A lot of the struggles felt like solo burdens, right. And you know, I would probably tell myself, like, just
tell somebody.
People do care.
Yeah,
there are people in life who actually do care.
Did you consider like talking to a therapist? I mean, in a sense, or, you know, going to...
Yeah, I definitely did. And I probably still should. I don't know why I haven't. I don't know.
I haven't either. I'm leery of those people. I'm kidding.
No, I feel like I need to. Yeah. That's probably the right thing to do.
Right.
That's probably a mistake. I probably should have done that.
Right.
That's good advice.
Okay, yeah, cool.
I changed my answer to your answer.
Nice. Well, on that note, on that happy, positive note, thanks, dear listener, for listening. Be sure to email us any questions you have at questions@getoptionspodcast.com or use the SpeakPipe feature of the website. You can find us online, Twitter primarily, @get_options. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. We're on SoundCloud. Say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.